Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton. And this is a brainstorm about galloping crocodiles. To be completely accurate, they are ancient galloping crocodiles. And when I tell you more about them, you're going to be very relieved. This research comes from paleontologist Paul Sereno. He's from the University of Chicago, and this was all presented in National Geographic magazine. Ooh. New species of ancient crocodiles have been found, and we're talking 100 million years ago.
Oh, so super old. Okay.
Super old. 100 million years ago, and there's about five of them, and I am going to now pronounce their names.
Yes!
It's going to be terrific. The first one was Caprosuchus sahericus. I like the sahericus. I'm sure it's Sahara Desert.
Ooh.
That fellow is about 6.5 meters long, which is about what a contemporary saltwater crocodile would be. They're about 7 meters. So that's in the neighborhood of 21 feet or 3 Michael Jordans, 3 queen-size beds end to end, a giraffe. So Think of crocodile, 3 queen-size beds in a row.
Okay.
That's how big these crocs were. This guy had 3 sets of dagger-like tusks and an armored snout. So he'd ram you and chomp you. The next one is Laginosuchus.
She had to take off her glasses.
Got to get a different app that I can make the font bigger. Laginosuchus thomastos. Similar length, but had a pancake-like flat head and was a lurker in the rivers with his jaws open and he'd wait for fish to pass.
Mm.
Then there was Ararapasuchus retoidus. And that guy was only 1 meter long. He was a little tiny guy, but he had buck teeth and his lower jaw was stuck out for digging of grubs.
Oh.
And all of these were efficient swimmers. They seemed to specialize. They lived in the same ecosystem, but they had it zoned out so they're not crossing each other's paths.
They had
their own specialties. But the most excellent thing about these, regular crocs in the water, you don't want to be there. They're going to get you. You're never going to win that race. On land, they are pretty fast, crocs are, but they're low to the ground and their arms seem to kind of move out side to side, like turtle feet is what they look like to me.
Yeah.
These crocodiles, you know, they've got the elbow on our crocodiles now, but these had longer legs and they could actually climb up out of the water and then run
like a dog would run. Or...
Yes.
Oh,
that is such bad news for anyone in that proximity. So imagine all the scary, dangerous things of a giraffe-length crocodile that we have now. And not only could it get you in the water really well, but it could actually run after you on the plains as well, galloping behind you.
Do they have any idea about how fast they would be galloping? Because I'm thinking 21 feet long with actual legs, even if it was heavy.
It's a big... Here, you want to see the picture?
Yeah, I do want to see the picture.
It looks like a horror movie.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, because they've got these big... In this picture, big, long...
It's like a scaly cheetah.
Yes. That's a great description.
Why, thank you.
I don't have a miles per hour estimate.
Well, and they might not have it, but I mean, I imagine... Okay, so you got a bear, which is really big. Bears can pick up the speed and get, you know, 20 miles per hour.
Yeah, they can really cook along.
So that thing is probably also moving at a similar pace.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. It's good to live in modern times.
And that's a safety brainstorm.
That's right.
We are on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast, and you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. Amy and I will catch you next time if we don't get eaten by a galloping crocodile, when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.